The president of Doctors Without Borders, Dr. Joanne Liu, has been sharply critical of the weak and late international response to Ebola, and she worries that now U.S. attention has been distracted by the few cases here at home when a massive response is needed to the epidemic raging in West Africa. Doctors Without Borders has decades of experience on the front lines fighting Ebola in Africa, but Dr. Liu told me the scale of this outbreak is unprecedented.
Before, our biggest center were about 30 beds, 40 beds. Now we're at 200, 250 beds. There's nothing like this that we've been faced before. But by the fact of having such big centers, we are confronted on a daily basis to numerous cases of death. And being confronted to death on a daily basis, it's absolutely distressing, if not traumatizing, for our staff. Since the case fatality rate is between 50 to 70%, depending on when people are presenting, it means that in a center of 200 beds, you can imagine how many people you will have to, I would say, take care and accompany towards their last journey. So that is absolutely distressing. The other thing that we've never done before, it's building crematorium. That, as far as I'm concerned, MSF has never done that. And I was so upset by that. I kept telling myself, MSF, Doctors Without Borders, we are meant to save lives and ensure people will live, but not take care of dead bodies.
With so much focus on Ebola right now in West Africa, what's happening with regular care, the work that you would ordinarily be doing in terms of infectious disease or delivering babies, anything like that?
Well, right now what we're facing is the collapse of healthcare infrastructure. Right now, the WHO data is saying that there were about 400 healthcare staff infected in the region. Half of them have died. I think these are underestimated figures. So what we are facing right now is the fact that we don't have enough staff, medical staff, to run medical facilities. And in some places where we can still run medical facilities, because there were so many people who were infected, or because there is still some currently people infected, it became a vector of infection to the population. So now we're facing what we call the emergency within the emergency, is the access to basic healthcare. And right now we are facing the ridiculous situation that someone might not die of Ebola, but might die of a malaria that is easily treatable, or an HIV patient doesn't have access for his antiretroviral medicine for the last few weeks, if not the last few months. So this is the disastrous situation in terms of basic healthcare access.
It does seem that the Doctors Without Borders is able to set up treatment centers quite quickly, much more quickly than it's, for example, taken for the U.S. government to set up treatment centers in Liberia. What are you doing that makes you more nimble than big government response?
I think that it's the fact that we have done it before. So we have some of the know-how. On the other hand, I think that people are over-inflating how complex it is to open and run an Ebola center. What it needs, actually, is organization, discipline, and a fair amount of courage for people who are going to be working in it. But it's not that complicated. So I think that somehow today, people are a bit paralyzed by fear.
Dr. Liu, thanks very much for talking with us.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
That's Dr. Joanne Liu. She's the international president of the aid group Doctors Without Borders. She spoke with us from Barcelona.